Thanks for joining us today on RV Tech Talk, a podcast produced by the National RV Training Academy that is devoted to discussing ways to keep RVs in tip-top shape and to make money fixing or inspecting recreation vehicles. My name is Greg Gerber, and I'm your host for today's show. Today's podcast is sponsored by Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. The demand for RV inspectors is growing all the time as consumers realize that it's a wise decision to have an experienced inspector look over an RV before buying it. Today we'll talk with Karen and Keith Kupp, a couple from Altoona, Iowa, who completed training to become certified RV inspectors with the National RV Inspectors Association. Keith had always dreamed of being self-employed. When his job suddenly changed, it opened the door for him to pursue that dream. He learned about opportunities as an RV inspector on Facebook, then talked with somebody who was already doing the inspections. A short time later, both Keith and Karen were heading to Texas to get their training. Since Karen went with him, she opted to take the training too, so now they adopt a team approach to inspecting RVs. They describe the training program and what they learned and how they went about setting up a business to do inspections anywhere they traveled. They also explain the inspection process and all the work it entails to complete a thorough analysis of the RV. They even describe some surprises they uncovered during inspections and explain how fluid analysis works to help evaluate the condition of motorhomes. After completing about 450 inspections, Keith is seizing upon another opportunity, and he returned for advanced training to become a certified RV technician. He explains his motivation for doing that and how it will benefit his new career. And, as they did with the RV inspection training, Karen also joined him, and she is now a trained technician as well. So please welcome Karen and Keith Kupp to the show. Thanks, Karen and Keith. I really appreciate you taking time to join us today. I understand you have just completed training at the National RV Training Academy. Tell us about your experience. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we are from Altoona, Iowa. We have three children back in Altoona and came down to the training academy last year to get certified as inspectors.
Very good. So both of you are certified inspectors?
That is correct.
Very good. So that took place in 2018.
Correct.
Tell us what drew you to the inspection program?
Well, Keith had a sudden change of job situation. I had been in insurance for about 12 years, and he wanted to do something different that he hadn't done before. And since he had no longer had the employment that he had, we decided to try something different and get him to where he could focus on self-employment and being his own boss. And we saw an opportunity through Facebook, through another inspector who had posted on Facebook. And I sent a message to him and asked if he'd mind talking about his experiences with us. And we met Jason Carletti out of Tampa, Florida, and he went ahead and Keith talked to him on the phone the next day, and they had a good conversation about the opportunities that the NRVTA had, and we signed up, and I wasn't going to take the course at first, and we got down here, and I decided that if he's going to go through it, I'm going to be here rather than sit alone in the rig, I might as well do it myself, and we decided to be a team inspectors and both went through both courses.
What did you do before your career, Keith?
I worked at a company that did inspections on furnaces and ACs for rebates.
Okay. So you're familiar with the inspection process?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you just need to learn how to apply that to recreation vehicles.
Exactly.
Okay, super. How long did the training take?
The first 2 weeks, it was 2 weeks. The first one's a course that everybody takes just to get to know your RV, and which we needed because we had never owned one before, so it was a perfect opportunity for us to learn that. Then once we got down here and took the first class, and we sat there and decided to go ahead and take the second class and try to make a go of the inspection part of the business.
Okay, very good. And so you have been doing some inspections since then?
Yes.
Do you specialize in particular type of rigs, or do you inspect anything?
We'll inspect anything.
Okay, very good. How do you find these opportunities?
Typically, we promote our business some, but then the NRVIA has a website, and the NRVIA website, nrvia.org, they have a locator. So folks that are looking for an inspector are able to go on that locator and put in a zip code or a city and do a radius of 50, 100, or 250 miles and see what inspectors are available. We run our own profiles on that website so we can move around. So when we're home in Altoona, Iowa, we're able to put that we're in Altoona, and people in that area can look for us there. If we decide that we're going to go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, we can put that we're in Chattanooga. And when folks do that search, they're able to find us there.
Okay. Now, you have experience as RV owners as well. Is that correct?
We've had our RV for about 2.5 years now, so not very long compared to some people that have been camping and RVing all their lives. So this has been a great opportunity for us to learn more about our rig and help ourselves out, but yet be able to help others also.
I actually think owning an RV gives you more credibility as an inspector because you understand what can possibly be going wrong and what to look for, especially when going through an inspection. Yeah. What kinds of things do you do in an inspection? Give the folks an opportunity to understand what it really takes to be able to do this.
So we take anywhere from 6 to 8 hours to do an inspection, depending on the size of the unit. So we start down at the bottom of the unit and go underneath and look at everything underneath, make sure there's nothing broken underneath or any kind of leaks or anything like that coming from the unit. Check all the tires. We check all the storage units. Then we go to the top of the unit and check the top to make sure there's no cracks in the around the outside edges of the unit and around your air conditioner and around your vents and everything at the top. And then you go to the inside of the unit and start opening everything up. Make sure there's no water leaks. Make sure all your power is good. And just make sure everything works. Make sure all your slides work.
And are you checking the appliances as well to make sure that the refrigerator heats up, the freezer freezes, and the oven comes on?
Absolutely, yes. We try to get either the owner of the unit to get everything hooked up for us at least the day before so that the refrigerator is cold by the time we get there, because that usually takes about 8 to 12 hours for that to cool off completely. So then, yes, we inspect all the appliances, make sure all the appliances work, check for gas leaks.
There are a lot, so it's a comprehensive inspection that really leaves nothing untested.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. And when you're going through the inspection, are you following a checklist? Are you making notes? Is it just checking boxes, or do you provide a more detailed and elaborate report than that?
We use a system that is was created for home inspectors, and it has all of the information. So there's a template on this software that we use, and we just go through the template. And again, it goes everything from the roof to the tires, end to end, pretty much looking at everything. On a motorized unit, we're not checking the engine. We're not mechanics, but we're checking the living aspect of the RVs from top to bottom. And then we do a basic overview. We can do a ride along. We won't drive the units, but we can do a ride along with the owner if the owner's present, just to listen for things to kind of pinpoint. And we also do fluid analysis and send that to a company so we can check the engine fluids, coolant, oil.
Yeah, I am really surprised that more people aren't doing those type of fluid analysis when they're looking to buy an RV.
It's pretty much the blood test that you would have done for a person. You know, they're able to check to see if there's anything contaminating the oil or the coolant and so on. So it is a very good way to see if there's been any problems or if, you know, something's coming up.
Have you found any surprises when you've been on the inspections? Anything that really, you know, probably might or might not have been uncovered if you hadn't done an inspection?
We found some water damage in cabinets that normally people, when they walk in, they're looking at the curtains. They're looking at, okay, I really like the couch and how the decor is. They're not looking inside to see the nitpicking in it.
The bling.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going in and finding the things that they're not normally going to look at. Big surprises, right offhand, I can't think of anything major that we've found.
Mostly tires.
Mostly yeah. The tires.
Yeah. Tire age.
People mm-hmm. don't understand that they look brand new, but they're already, 5 to 7 years old.
Oh, I'd agree with that. You know, when you buy tires for your car, you're told you're buying tires that will last you 50, 60,000 miles. So people think the same thing in their RVs, mm-hmm. but they only go, a couple thousand miles a year. So it is important to test those tires and make sure that they are still within the age range for the particular tire from when it was manufactured.
Exactly.
Yeah. Super. I understand you put your inspection skills to work with the Federal Emergency Management Association last year after the big hurricane hit the North Carolina area.
Yes, we were actually here at the Training Academy for our annual conference when the NRVIA received word that they needed some assistance from FEMA, and we were dispatched from here in the beginning of October to North Carolina. I played more of an administrative role and did some dispatching, and Keith did inspections and tech work at the time, some minor tech work. So we were able to get out and see what people were going through. It was a real eye-opener, and it was such a blessing to be able to go and help those. And they were very appreciative that they were there because they lost everything they owned in these houses. We would see piles as large as a Class A motorhome of debris, of people's stuff, their clothes, their furnishings, and their houses completely gutted, and they had nothing. And we were able to go in there, because FEMA put these rigs out, we were able to go in and make sure that they had a safe place to stay, a safe place to be, a shower, an air conditioner, where they had none of that at the time because they had lost everything to the flooding. So it was eye-opening, and it was a great experience to be there and be able to help those that needed it.
And probably very well appreciated as well, because the last thing you do and want is, when you've lost your house and all of your possessions, is to have problems with the temporary house that mm-hmm. you're living in as well. So good for you. How many inspections do you think you did?
I think we were at about 450 inspections total.
Wow.
And we inspected not only in a location, but we also inspected whence they were placed, because we were able to go in and make sure all the life safety stuff, again, was ready for these people to move in. So they would place the units, and then we would go out and double check and make sure everything was the way it should be for the new tenants to move into the units.
Mm-hmm. Now, Keith, I understand that after inspecting these things for a while, you caught a glimpse of a possible career change. The ability to take it a step further with a little bit more training. Tell us what you did.
Yeah, so after we got done in North Carolina, we ended up coming back here and to the Texan RV Park to do some more training at the Big Red Schoolhouse. And so me and the wife talked about it a little bit and went ahead and decided to take the classes to give me some more opportunities when we're out at different campgrounds to make some extra money.
Okay. And so you're taking additional training, advanced training classes?
Yes. Yes. So we came back and I went ahead and took the other four classes they have, which is air conditioning and then furnaces and water heaters, exteriors and hydraulics.
And refrigeration.
And refrigeration.
And refrigeration, yeah. Let's not forget about the refrigeration.
Exactly. Okay.
Very good. How did you find the training helpful?
Very helpful, yes.
In what way?
A lot of, like I said before, we've only been RVing for about 2.5 years now. So it gave me a lot better look at all the operations of everything inside the unit and behind the walls.
Mm-hmm. And did you do this just for your personal knowledge, or do you plan to be a technician?
I plan on doing some tech work with it, too, to kind of fill up the gaps in between when we're not inspecting.
Okay. So you're 3/4 time RVers. You still have a Sticks and Bricks home back in Iowa. Is that right?
That's correct.
So are you planning to do this type of technician work wherever you travel? Are you looking to be a mobile tech or work for a campground? What's the plan?
I think it's just mobile. If we pull into a campground and somebody needs help, we're more than willing to help them out.
Mm-hmm. And so how did the training help prepare you for this career?
Oh, just like I said, we've only been doing it for 2.5 years, and just to get the knowledge that Terry Cooper and the rest of them have in this building is just amazing. Just to learn everything that they know, and just to be around them and ask them lots of questions.
We found that this community of inspectors and trainers and technicians has grown, and we all support each other. So even though we're out there on our own, if we have questions or if we have an issue and come across something that maybe we haven't seen before, we know that we can jump on one of our private Facebook pages, or we can call one of the fellow technicians that we've met along the way and get help and get guidance if it's something that we come across that we don't know. We can even call down here and either talk to Cooper or Todd Henson or one of the other trainers. Everybody wants us to succeed in this business, and there's such a need for it out there. And the fact that we've got help, if we do, it's comforting. It's comforting to know that there are those out there that are going to help, whether you're helping somebody that doesn't know anything in a campground, or you're calling for help from somebody that, you know, because you need help and guidance on what you're trying to fix. There's always somebody there for us. And it's just an amazing, it's become an amazing organization and amazing family in that aspect.
I know there's a cost associated with getting training like this, but have you been able to recover the cost by working as an inspector or as a technician?
Absolutely. We've been able to recover all of our costs with what we've made throughout the organization with the things that we've done and helped with.
How long does it take to do a typical inspection?
Typically, you're going to spend anywhere from, I'd say, 4 to 8 hours. Typically, it's going to be around that 6-hour range. It just depends on what you're doing. If you're doing a 20-foot, you know, travel trailer, or you're doing a 44-foot diesel pusher, you know, there's going to be, obviously, there's a lot more to that. So it just depends on which size you're going or doing. And I think it's funny that a home inspection takes 1.5 hours typically, but we're going to spend a minimum of 4 hours on a small unit and then go from there. So,
Yeah, they're pretty elaborate investigations of the systems on board the RV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In and out of my mind. Sorry. Okay, so once you did the additional advanced training then, Keith, you went and sat for the test, is that correct? And you became registered technician?
Yes. Yes, we both took the test and we both passed it.
Both did. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. So does that make you the first woman to be registered within the program?
Or you've
got to be one of the top? No, there are several more?
Through our program, there are several of us females that have become registered. Now, we have not all become certified yet. I think we got our first certified female yesterday.
Very good. But the training is beneficial for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those questions on that first registered test, if I hadn't gone through this course, I came from an insurance background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know anything. And I sat in that first course. And that's another great thing about it is sitting through that course, whether you have experience and you've been working on RVs for years, or you are an individual that has no idea and has come from an admin side like I did, they make sure you get through the class. You don't just, it's no child left behind. It's not like that. They make sure you absolutely understand what's going on. I had a problem with electrical, and I kept struggling with it, and I kept looking at the time, the instructors for our class were Terry Cooper and Richard, and I just kept saying, I don't get it. I was one of 11. I was the only female in our class with 10 other men. And they all sat there and were able to get it to where they were able to explain it to me to where I got it. I understood it. I just didn't get all this different way, the AC and the DC and all of that. And they were able to explain it to me where I actually understood it. And I felt good about it. And they cheered me on and helped me get through it. So, you know, that support starts from day one in those classes.
Mm-hmm. I understand you were able to offset some of the cost for the training by doing a little bit of work camping. How did that work?
Here at the Texan, we were able to work camp. I worked in the office. Keith did a lot of work on the Big Red building. As when we showed up here in the fall, Keith was able to get in and help because they were trying to get everything done for conference. So Keith did a lot of work on the help with the building. I worked in the front office taking reservations. We work camp for our spot here, so we're able to work and have our spot and our electric here, as well as so many hours over what we work goes to a credit towards classes. So we were able to apply those extra hours that we put in towards classes so Keith could take those tech classes.
Mm-hmm. And so how much money do you think that saved you?
Oh, several thousand, a couple thousand dollars. Yeah. Okay.
Very good. So basically you worked for your training.
Exactly.
Okay. And now you're working as a work camper for the Big Red Schoolhouse. Are you both involved as work campers?
Yes, we are both involved as work campers. We just got here last Friday, so we're still stepping in and trying to get things done. But,
and what kinds of tasks have you been assigned to do?
I've been working the front desk at the NRVTA. Normally, I'm in the Texan RV Park office, but I've been helping out in the training academy this week. And then Keith's been...
We've been getting stuff ready for a couple of...
Events
that they got going on, so we're getting stuff set up for that and ready for this weekend and next week.
Oh, that's right. They've got some big rallies coming into the park. Very good. So what's next for you folks? Where are you off to on the big adventure?
That's undecided. That's why we love this lifestyle, because we don't have to make a plan to be anywhere. But we'd eventually like to go out west. Our goal is to get into Arizona. But we'd like to travel around. I mean, that's why we did this, is because we want to see what's out there. We want to see the things we've never seen. We've not really been any farther west than from where we are now. So going into Arizona and up into California and Washington, and when the weather gets better, that won't be for a while. But we're looking forward to just getting out and seeing things.
And making money while you're doing
it.
As inspectors and a mobile service technician.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for the time, guys. I really appreciate it. I wish you the best of luck on your next adventure.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Many people dream of being self-employed, but they just don't know how to go about getting the business started, nor do they have an idea of what they could do to make money. Karen and Keith Cupp stumbled upon an opportunity to inspect RVs, and it's turned into a very lucrative business. It started when Keith's job suddenly changed, which can happen when you work for other people, and it opened his eyes to a new opportunity. The couple traveled to Texas, where Keith was going to learn how to be an RV inspector. But rather than sit in the RV while he attended classes, Karen opted to sit in as well. And since completing training, the couple has inspected more than 450 RVs, all while living a travel dream. Now they see even more opportunity to help people by fixing their RVs, and once again, they both returned to the classroom, and 1 month later, they both became registered RV technicians. Best of all, they were able to offset some of the cost to take that training by work camping at an RV park adjacent to the Big Red Schoolhouse in Athens, Texas. The Cup story just proves that if you have a will to make a change in your life, doors will open and opportunities will present themselves. It is possible to make good money as an RV inspector or as a trained RV technician. All it takes is 5 weeks of training, not 5 years. The National RV Training Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you chart a course for your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, we'll talk with someone who had more than 30 years of experience working in the fire service. Today, he's a certified RV technician living his dream of self-employment, as well by working as a mobile RV technician in the Sacramento, California area. So we'll see you next time on RV Tech Talk. Thanks for listening.